Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney, and we're launching his brand new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I'm so happy to be able to do that. I'm so proud of him for writing this book. A little bit jealous, too, because it's such a good book. But, John, congratulations again on the book. Tell the audience where they can find it, please.
Oh, well, you can certainly find it on Amazon, or you can link there through my website, johnfdeeney.com, D-I-N-I.
Right.
So it's available in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle.
Yeah, and you're going to want the hard copy, folks. I promise you. And the reason is you're going to want to keep this book. This is not going to be a book you'll read once and put up on the shelf. You're going to keep it on your desk, bookmarked and post-it notes sticking out of it and dog-eared, everything else. Hey, John, you had a moment where you realized you had been you devolved into a farmer. And I don't,
yes.
And folks, when I say devolve, I don't mean that's a bad thing, because God bless our farmers. We need farmers. But
hey,
but if you're not
farmers.
A farmer, but if you're not a farmer, you don't need to be one. So you devolved into being a farmer, even though you weren't a farmer. What?
Yeah, and let's not forget, Jim, that farmers feed us when the hunting
God bless
is
them. God bless
you
them. Know. Yeah. And sometimes we all have to be farmers, but anyway, go ahead, tell us the story.
Oh, some years ago, I was asked to go out and turn around a company in California. I was an employee in New Jersey, and they asked me to go to California and take over a failing operation. And I went out there, and I was young and energetic, and I went crazy. And I was working typically 80 to 100 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I built a new sales team. We quintupled sales in 9 months.
Wow.
And we were rocking, but I was dying. And I was trying to do everything. I had no management training. I was beginning to lose a handle. Purchasing was getting out of hand. Our cost of goods was getting out of hand. We were beginning to have problems. And we were owned, partially owned by a German corporation that owned about 14 or 15 companies. And mm-hmm. the CEO flew over to see me, Joachim Hondrecki, a terrific fellow.
What's his name? Hondrecki?
Yeah, Mr. Hondrecki. And he flew to California, and he came in and sat down with me, and he said, you know, John, I'm afraid you're not doing the job well enough. You know, we see problems here. Your costs are getting out of hand. Your purchasing is getting out of hand. And I was so frustrated, and I said, Mr. Hondrecki, I said, I'm the first one here every single morning. I'm the last one to go home every single night. I'm here Saturday and Sunday. I'm falling on my face. I'm working 100 hours a week. I can't do anymore. And he looked at me quizzically for a moment. He said, John, if you were increasing profits month after month and the business is doing better, do you think I would have flown all the way to California to ask why you were leaving the office early? And that's when I realized that I was a farmer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
I had become a farmer.
Which wasn't the best role for you.
No, because I was trying to manage every aspect of the organization, and the thing that had quintupled sales in 9 months, which was me mm-hmm. getting out on the street and meeting customers and building new relationships, was the thing that was suffering the most.
Yep, yep. Now, small business owners have to be hunters and farmers during their career. But the key is as much as possible, if you really are an entrepreneur, the key is to know which one you are. The organization needs both, does it? It needs hunters and farmers. And so if you're more likely, if you're happier being a farmer as the owner of the company, then you need to hire somebody who can go out and be the hunter. If you're
sure.
If you're more likely to be a hunter, you need to hire somebody who can be the farmer, right?
And yeah, and I make it plain in the book. We talk about hunters and we talk about business owners and entrepreneurs a lot, but there are plenty of entrepreneurs that are employed.
Yes.
You know, salespeople are the most obvious example of hunters.
That's right.
That go out, they're compensated on results, but they don't want to own a company. And many of them don't want to own a company because they don't want the farming tasks.
Right.
They're pure hunters.
In fact, often the best salespeople, the people who will literally make you rich, and themselves do pretty well too, are the worst detail paperwork people in the world.
Oh, it's axiomatic that the best way to destroy your good salesperson is to make them your sales manager.
Right, right, exactly. Hey, John, we got a lot more to talk about. You got a lot more teaches from this book. Folks, it's brand new. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to give one away. I promise you. Take it from me. Hunting in a Farmer's World. John, give us the website again. Tell us where the book's available.
JohnFDiney.com, D-I-N-I, or you can get it in all versions at Amazon.
Amazon and paperback, hardback, electronic, etc. John, thanks again. Congratulations again.
Thanks so much, Jim.
See you next time. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.